Pauline's story. Everyone who knows me says that I lead a charmed life, said Pauline, a professional woman who is now 40. Some shake their heads and say it enviously or with disbelief. But almost no one knows the truth. There's a reason everything goes right for me. I raise my eyebrows. Everything? Pauline nodded. I haven't had a setback in 20 years. Things happen that look like problems to other people, but in the end, they always turn out well. No matter what. She wasn't smug or smiling, as if she was keeping a mischievous secret. Pauline had something serious in mind. It all goes back to a very stressful time in my life. I was out of college, but had no direction. At 25, I had landed in a civil service job that had nothing to offer except security. I dated, but there was no one serious. These sound like ordinary complaints, and they don't convey how terribly restless and dissatisfied I felt. I would wake up in the middle of the night, gasping for breath, like somebody drowning. Nobody knew how I felt. What was there to say? Nobody could tell me what was really going on, at least not anyone I knew. Do you know now? I asked. Pauline nodded. I was breaking up inside. No, that's too dramatic. I was reshuffling. The whole process must have been going on for a while, maybe since childhood. I was intensely religious at 10 years old, dressing in black and retreating up into the attic to read the Bible. Anyway, I didn't know how to handle my restless state, which came to a head one Saturday afternoon. I was sitting by the window in an old armchair, my mind racing. I can't remember what my thoughts were about, but I do recall wondering if this is how people lose their minds. Did you feel crazy? I asked. She shook her head. That's the funniest thing. I wasn't agitated emotionally. A strange kind of calm had settled over me. It was like watching somebody else's mind racing faster and faster. Suddenly, it all stopped. I looked outside at the bright summer sun, and I knew. Everything you want is coming to you. There's nothing to do. Just like that, I couldn't believe it. Did you hear a voice in your head? I asked. No, but it felt as if somebody was communicating with me. God? My higher self? I wouldn't want to put a name to that inner voice, but my body became very relaxed. I thought I was going to cry, but instead I gave an enormous sigh. A huge burden was lifted that I didn't even know I was carrying. In one epiphany, you got a charmed life, I said. Yes. Pauline was unblinking. Right away? Not quite. At first I went around in a state of euphoria. I had complete trust in what the voice told me. I saw everything through rose-colored glasses. You see, I had no fear anymore. People don't realize it, but fear is always lurking somewhere in the background, like termites in the woodwork. When it's gone, the whole world brightens up. That phase lasted only a few weeks. I came down off my high. I was more myself again. You'd think that was the end of it, but in fact, the change was real. Bad things stopped happening to me. I started making choices that were right. My existence was no longer full of crises and drama. Other people began to notice I was leading a charmed life. One could see from Pauline's calm certainty that she didn't care if anyone believed her. I congratulated her. We chatted a while longer about the good things that kept happening to her, and then she left. I have rarely met anyone who is a better example of the soul's field effect. The voice she heard didn't come from outside herself. We could say that she heard her soul's voice, but the soul is silent. Rather, she heard her own mind putting into words a shift in consciousness. Such shifts are unpredictable. You never know beforehand that you're going to take a quantum leap, although going through a period of turbulence, as Pauline did, is quite common. There are many kinds of epiphanies, and it is mistaken to categorize them all as religious. What every epiphany does have in common, however, is that awareness expands beyond its normal boundaries.